Stay clean as a whistle, you think you official, we know that you not.
We know that you not.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue, might take a few shots.
Might take a few shots.
Kick back and relax, don't overreact, it's only your thoughts.
It's only your thoughts.
Tell me is it facts, or maybe it's cat, we never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop.
Facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat, facts and cat.
Facts and Cap Podcast, episode 32, baby. We back.
Episode motherfucking 32.
Yeah, and we got the usuals here, but we also got some special guests.
Y'all go ahead and introduce
all three
yourself.
Of my children.
All trio.
The trio.
The trio.
The trio.
Is here. Finally, the trio.
So you got Tay.
Yeah. Tay, y'all, what up?
We got Julie. We got Nelia.
Hey. Yeah.
And we go back. We go back. You know what I'm saying? Give it up for the trio.
Appreciate y'all.
We know who the extra one is. You know, they like my children. Watch them grow up.
We done taught y'all some stuff.
Taught y'all how to drive.
We done taught y'all.
Oh man, you can taught somebody in here how to drive, bro.
Yeah, they know who they are.
They
Look, we already been told some NDAs have been signed.
Yep.
So we can't say certain things. I don't know. We'll see. You know, but I guess we'll get started. We'll start this one off a little heavier news. You know what I'm saying? Cecily Tyson, RIP. It's a celebration. You live to 96 and you get the, you know, act late into your life that age. Yeah. You know, it's a celebration. She died of natural causes, right? You know, that's how everybody want to go
out. And she lived a long life.
Yeah, shout out to Cecily Tyson. Shout out to her. So, as soon as we finished last week, you know, this is usually how it goes, the bigger news happened, especially on the Tuesday news. It seemed like that next day is always some shit. So, you know, I think the next day, Wednesday, T.I.P. He's probably the most talked about person on the podcast. He's just always in some shit. I don't even know how this started, but, basically, a friend or an ex-friend of him and Tiny, her name was Sabrina Peterson. Somehow she got online and she just talked about a time that I guess T.I. put a gun in her head when she was fighting one of his assistants, apparently for Tiny. I'm not sure exactly. They didn't really elaborate like in detail what exactly
what
was going on.
They said she
was disrespecting Tiny.
She was disrespecting Tiny. I'm not sure what the fight started over. But allegedly, you know, I don't even know if they confirmed it, but they were saying that basically that they was having they were three together. All three of them were together.
Entanglement?
Sexually.
Was that an entanglement?
Yeah, like some, I don't know. Something was going on. Apparently doing some freaky shit in the bedroom, right?
I think.
Yeah, right? So.
Allegedly.
She basically said that, like, when the fight happened, T.I. put a gun in her head in front of some kids. It was just a whole bunch of mess.
Wait, they fucking in front of the kids?
No, they
ain't.
They were fighting in front of the kids. Let me see if I can, what I can read. It just says, T.I. recently came under fire after a presumed family friend accused him of putting a gun in her head. The accusation prompted his wife, Tiny Harris, to step up to the plate and defend her husband from these allegations. Tiny ventured into the comment section of the Shade Room where she claims Tip's accuser Sabrina Peterson was harassing the family. Basically, she was saying, like, you stuck on us. Mm. Like, you know. So that led to basically the friend. What's her name? Shekinah?
Yeah.
She talked too much.
Right? Shekinah came in. Let me see if I got that clip of her ass because I don't even know what to say about her.
That's Tiny friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been friends for years, I think.
Let me see. What she said.
Okay.
I don't got it right now. But basically, she basically came out. It seemed like she was speaking a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
And she said some shit like, you used to recruit for them. You used to recruit bitches for them, blah, blah, blah. So.
What? Your friend got your back a little too much.
Yeah.
You still
part of it, I could tell what she was trying to say. She was trying to say, like, let's hypothetically say that we're going to go with your story. she was trying to point out flaws in her story, but the way that she said it, it just didn't come off right.
She didn't help.
Yeah, she didn't help the situation out. So then Sabrina Peterson started allegedly getting random DMs of women telling their story about T.I. and Tiny, kind of like on some R. Kelly shit, mm-hmm. saying like, basically he kind of got a cult. He's sex trafficking. He had groupies coming in saying like, yo, you gotta do Molly or coke when you come in. Basically saying like, and they said
if you didn't want to do that, don't come in.
They said Tiny was the ringleader. They said really Tiny was the ringleader. All this, that, and the third. Me personally, I just felt that particular day I was like, T.I., where you at? Cause you love calling everybody else out. Like, you gotta explain this shit.
Quiet.
He was quiet, but the next day he came. He spoke his piece. He said, none of this ever happened. I never unwillingly did any of these things. Basically, you can say what... Because the Sabrina Peterson lady, she said that whatever happened between them was past the statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. She was tagging them air and shit. But she's just... Apparently, at this point, it was like 19 stories. She reposted. So, T.I. came and basically said, like, this ain't true. And then, basically, he posted up, like, I guess, blogs that he have a relationship with. They purposely made up stories and sent it to her, and she was reposting it. Basically, they're saying, like, she's irresponsible.
She's having fake stories.
Yeah, like, she's just posting up anything people say. So, I guess, react to this. We'll see what's going on. What you think, Azadi? What do you think about this whole situation? Who do you think is at fault? Are they both at fault? What's going on?
I got a change of mind, change of heart. So when I first seen it, like, you know, you don't want to believe anything you read first, but it was just like, yo, this is back to back stories. And then so I kind of sat with it. And then when I got a little more context that the girl that was with, they had problems. Yeah. And she'd been harassing them, or they'd been going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then came with, like, she had fake stories allegedly too. So I was kind of like, all right, you got to take that with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. I would just say that when you're dealing with drugs and you're dealing with a whole bunch of girls in cities, you're bound to run into an underage girl or just a girl that might feel a little uncomfortable, feel more pressure. So I was like, got to move smart. Can't just be out here ringing up all these girls, recruiting any girls, think that everything's gonna be peachy. So you put yourself in sticky situations when you just open yourself up for that. So
this nigga said peachy.
Hopefully he innocent to proven guilty, but come on, Tip, man. Tighten up.
Tell you what you got.
It looked bad to me. Like, I don't know, it looked bad. I'ma just keep watching. It looked bad. Bad.
That's it. That's all you got. It looked bad.
It looked bad on both parts, though. Her part.
So you
part.
Think? Do you think that it's like truth to both of their stories?
I mean, it might be hell, but you don't know now with social media, like fake DMs, fake messages, girls just coming out. So I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's bad, though.
Julie, what you think?
I think there is some truth to it. But I also think that these females are just coming out.
The females and females.
I think a lot of these females are just looking for clout. Mm-hmm. And they know, even if they did go or didn't go, if they did go, they know what they was getting themselves into. But now it's, now they saying this, so let me say this so I can goddamn hop on this bandwagon.
So you think this is just like the clout era?
Yes, but I also do think that T.I. and Tiny are on that type of shit too. So I think on some like let's be swingers and let's fuck these bitches together.
He denied it. He said mind your business.
I mean, and that's
he said I ain't gonna open you up to my bed,
and that's their business. Yeah. But when you're in the like celebrity limelight, you goddamn, you
but that comedy girl, so that is like some real creepy, weird.
Yeah.
So that part,
the family hustle,
hustling pussy together. They hustling pussy.
That's hilarious.
What you got, Nelly?
Oh. So, what I will say is I remember when Sabrina just got out of prison, like, I think
she was in the...
I followed her brand
for a minute. Like, she, her Glam University thing. Like, she, like kind of teach women how to be entrepreneurs. And so when she first got home, I think I was pregnant with my son, so maybe like 6-7 years ago, And they were like always together. So it was like when the story was unraveling, I'm like, okay, so at one point they was really close, like, but then at the same time, Tiny made a point and was like, okay, well, if this happened, then why you got your kids still around me? So, like, what is you really mad at? Yeah. Like, why are you bringing it up now? So, I do feel like it did happen, but I feel like for whatever reasoning, she is, I don't know what the reason is. But
she
mad about something for her to bring it back up because it's like, okay, now you have two sons and now you're deciding that this man is not the poster board for Atlanta. He shouldn't be speaking for women and stuff like that. Which I agree with, but it's just like, why now? Like, you know, and then you were still around. So, so I do believe that something may have happened and it's not like a kind of like a blackmail thing to a certain extent. But I also do believe some of these stories that the women is coming out with as well, because I mean, come on now, you live in Atlanta, you heard, everybody's heard about them being down like that.
Yeah,
like,
I kind of feel like it's definitely truth to both sides. I think, like, even some of those stories, like, they, like, all, like, my thing is, that's a smart move by T.I. to get whatever relationships you have to send fake stories just to prove that, like, to defend yourself. But I also think that it may be a couple people in there whose stories probably is true. Like, even one of them, and I ain't saying that story true.
Just take one.
But one of the stories was like, yo, in 2016, he was at CIAA, la la la. Shit, we was at CIAA 2016. And we seen him at Wet Willie's. Remember that?
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, they got the setting right. Like, you really had to, if you lied, you really had to, like,
really
go back and think of some shit and let, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it's true. But I think that maybe T.I., maybe it's some shit, like, that happened that you wouldn't think that he would do. But I think that he's had some questionable moments. Like he just said, like, basically, when you live in that kind of lifestyle, you go, and you're a celebrity, you will have some encounters where some shit like that gonna happen. But I also think that she's clout chasing. She's being irresponsible. And my thing is, I just feel like, damn, you put a gun in somebody's head in front of some kids, like, and you talking about statute of limitations, like, what are your motives now? Because you should have, that should have been, police should have been called
she
in.
Was,
and
that's she was on her papers, though, because she would have got in trouble because she just got, if it happened, like, right after she got out of prison or something like that, or before, she could have been on parole or probation. So it could have been a situation where she could have got in trouble herself. Because she beat up the girl.
That's true. That's true. I don't know, man. It just sounds like a whole messy situation. It sounds like she's mad over something that don't really have to do with necessarily what she's actually acting like she's mad about. And I think that T.I., obviously, I'm watching Family Hustle, and I don't think that, like, if you watch Family Hustle, you'd be like, man, they not really like that all the time. You could tell.
But you know.
You could tell they probably be on that little, they be on some shit, and they fucking these bitches together.
Let me tell y'all, I don't agree with none of y'all.
What?
Speak on it.
This nigga T.I. and Tiny been doing this shit. It's all consensual. Now, when you wake up in the morning after doing those drugs that he offered to you, didn't force you to take, and you like, oh shit, I forgot what happened, you was fucked up. That might how you wake up.
Some of the women said it was forced.
But I ain't saying that
I feel like he was like, yo, drugs on the table, if you want to go ahead. If you ain't about this party, you can leave.
But then some of them
said it was forced, though.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
And that's where I would agree with you. These girls knew what they was doing when they went there.
So you can know what you're doing, but can you not change your mind? Exactly.
You there.
I still think the situation can go left,
even if you offer
some drugs and you like, hey,
I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Can I take a drug with you? Doesn't mean I want to have sex.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying. I feel like when they came in that room, they knew what was about to go down. Period. It was probably
about.
But if you take some drugs and then you change your mind and they like, nah, you still got to go down. Anyway.
Right.
I'm honestly feel like they didn't change their mind until they woke up the next morning. And
so you basically,
I feel like I'm
essentially you're believing what you want
to
believe.
I'm believing what T.I. said. He never forced nobody to do nothing.
I'm just saying your explanation is a little thrown off.
Down drunk and like just passed out
all the way out,
all the way thinking.
She don't even have to say nothing.
Do anything because she not even.
She could have just passed out.
She might wake up the next morning.
She could have just passed out. just passed out and some shit happened to her.
Like, come on now. Like,
I get what y'all saying on that level. I'm just speaking from what I heard. T.I. ain't do that shit. They was
from all, what you heard.
They all
so that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. You believe what you want to believe. Because he said from what I heard. So he's not.
I heard both sides of the stories. I heard both sides of the stories. And I agree with T.I.
On both sides.
But now with the other.
I think everybody.
What's the girl named Sabrina?
What I will say.
Sabrina, she just mad because they cut her off. She wouldn't do it again. And they ain't let her back in.
That's what I would say. As women, I would say this is what we tend to do. Like, okay. Now, maybe I don't want to. Hypothetically, I don't want to. Deal with somebody no more, or I'm not friends with somebody no more, and it's just like, okay, all right, I separated myself, it's cool. And now like, as time goes by, I see this same man that put a gun to my head speaking for black women, speaking for black rights. He's trying to be this whole black face and
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X of Atlanta. And now it's like, okay, this is irritating me. Like, as women, we get festered with it. Like, okay, I let it go. But now it's like, I'm irritated with it because this is not you. This is not who I know you to be. So now I'm going to speak on it.
I kind of agree with that. I agree with that point because I think what I really think, if I could get my conspiracy theory, I think that they did have some kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. And that she's seen a lot of dirt. Hmm. Some dirt maybe happened to her. Mm-hmm. And that's why they fell out. Some may have recently happened. Or maybe she ain't over Tiny like they say that it is. Or whatever it may be. It may not be necessarily like, damn, bitch, like, get over it. It may be that situation, like, get over it. But what she's saying may have some truth to it. Like, I think that she's saying, like, yo, like, let me tell you about the Harrises. This is what they do. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, she might exaggerate some... exaggerated, but what I'm saying is I think everybody fingers and hands is dirty in this situation.
Absolutely.
I think everybody hands is dirty in this situation.
Except Brandon.
He just
T.I.
till he
died,
baby.
T.I. not guilty. And T.I. my favorite rapper of all time. But I can't put that past. T.I. just kind of come off as like a little sociopath.
Type
nigga.
His daughter,
Like going with her to make sure she's still
somebody
virgin.
Somebody said a comment that said it was like, I'm not surprised because if you can, you're still checking your 18-year-old daughter, whatever the case is. Like, you might know that you that type of man that you out here.
You trying to protect her from you.
Protecting her from you. So you trying to see if she's still. And then once I read that, I was like,
you lose out. Like, man, maybe you just overprotected.
I know my daddy love me, but he ain't going
with me to the doctor.
It's been so many rumors about them being swingers and shit already.
But they married, and that's what they want to do.
I'm just saying, when you're a celebrity and you a swinger and you involving drugs and random women, you never know what's going to happen. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
That's why he happy with Tiny.
Also,
I seen a lot of blog sites, like let's say the Shade Room, right? So the Shade Room, you know, they'll post up anything. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't really have, they're not known for having integrity, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, after King Von died, they put up an article and said, was King Von and his sister in a relationship?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like some crazy shit, right? So I noticed that a lot of blog sites, and you know, T.I. and Tiny heavy on the blogs, they always comment on the shit. Maybe they got a lot of good relationship with the blogs. When old girl was putting up all these accusations, they weren't saying shit.
Because they knew that she was
now,
lying.
Now, mind you, that probably is the responsible thing to do, but these are from blog sites that's never been responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that they were playing fair, or do you think that it was more of a relationship game? And that, like it was
that
a political
like
thing going
don't
on.
Don't
they ain't gonna snitch on their niggas.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll
get on here and talk shit about everybody, but I ain't gonna talk shit about you if you did some shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm asking, I guess what I'm saying is, like,
is it wrong that they didn't speak on it?
Is it right or is it wrong?
It's right.
What you think?
It's right. It's loyalty.
It's loyalty, but
what does that do for your brand?
So, if I do some shit, all right, we talk about everything that happened. I do some shit that just happened to make the news. And I can't be on the episode. Y'all gonna sit right here and discuss it?
I'm not talking about something you're a part of. I'm talking about somebody like,
I'm just saying
they're not a part of the shade room. Tia and Tiny aren't a part of the shade room.
My thing is,
they just have a relationship with the shade room.
They just ignored it. Like, I don't see them, Tiny. I don't see them, Tia.
Then when Tia said what he said, it was like, put Tia on there. Put his 8-minute exclamation on there.
But I mean,
and then
I feel like the relationship there is closer than y'all think it is. They not going to speak on it.
We don't have the facts. That ain't stopping before.
That ain't never. That's what I'm saying.
You need the facts to talk about your people.
But okay, he's saying it's their people, but at the end of the day, if your job, you're a blog site.
You post like, whatever.
Them not focusing on this one story is not gonna ruin them.
Well, they're not ruining them, but you can lose people.
Can't take y'all serious.
Some of them relationships,
they you lose that, but
you're gonna keep the relationship good.
That's all they talk about is relationships and shit on here.
Don't talk about
everybody saying that it's worth. This one story won't hurt them that much. It's worth keeping
that relationship with you.
I mean, I get it.
Because he's.
I'm just saying, like, dude.
But you picking and choosing.
They got
you got the right. It's your platform.
It's your platform. That's but what's your blog?
Yeah.
It's what you're here to do so we can see it.
I mean, that's like kind of like that academics worry shit. Like,
but you know what?
He ain't saying shit.
But yeah, he not gonna say shit. But you see, Joe Budden just said some shit to him.
Some of these celebrities, though, like have like cease and desist orders against blogs and stuff like that to keep them out of that.
But if you got that, then don't post what T.I. said. Just leave it alone. That's what I'll say. If you got an NDA, if he's saying, or you saying like a cease and desist, don't put nothing up. And then you put his up, it's kind of like exposing your hand in the whole situation. I'm not saying one is wrong and one is right. I'm just saying, you should probably be consistent.
Because if you like impartial, you unbiased, and you just look. I'm looking to the shade room. You don't say shit when she says something. T.I. posts something, you post it. So what that make you feel like? Anything she says, you're not gonna believe it.
So y'all don't think these blogs have bias?
100%.
We know that. We know that. Okay. We're not saying. We're saying. Yeah. We're saying like, damn. Like that's there. You know what I'm saying? Like, even academics were saying, I kind of got academics' explanation. He said that basically, but I get where he's coming from because he's a man. So basically what he was saying was, basically like a man could get accused of something and no matter, even if it's found guilty or not guilty, like it's going to stick. That's always going to be what he is. Which, I understand that Sharon might do that, but they never had a problem disrespecting anybody else. So that was my issue. That was the only issue I got. Like, are you can't, like, you can, but how does that affect your brand?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If you go to, I like the Neighborhood Talk because they like talk about everything.
Have to look them up.
Yes. And then if you go on their page, well, first of all, the Shade Room do copy off a lot of their stuff, but you also notice that, like, a lot of the stuff that's on the Neighborhood Talk or on other blogs and stuff like that, the Shade Room don't post. Like, I will see something on the Neighborhood Talk and then I go look for it on the Shade Room. It's like, they're not talking about nothing. They're not having certain discussions anymore. So it's just like, okay, so who you in bed with that you're just so now I don't even follow the Shade Room no more because it's just like the stuff that y'all say is gruesome. Like you said, it didn't have any morals, no integrity.
Yeah.
And then it has something to do with death and just random other BS I don't give a damn about. Or you copy it off of somebody else. But it's just like they're definitely in bed with people that whether the celebrities are paying them to mind their business or not. But it's like, okay, I'm singing these Instagram hoes that I don't give a fuck about. Like, you know what I'm saying? On a Shade Room.
Yeah.
Where I go to the Neighborhood Talk, I see every damn thing. Like, everything.
And see, that's how one comes up and one go down. But, you know. But, moving along.
The Shade Room and the bedroom.
So, another big story from last week after the podcast. Jimmy Smacks. Do y'all know who Jimmy Smacks is?
No.
Okay, so either. Jimmy Smacks, he's like, I guess he's one of the top male earners on OnlyFans. I think he's from New York. And basically, he's always, if you go to his Instagram page right now, you'll see he just always got a quote-unquote bad bitch.
A wild boy.
Yeah, a bad bitch with him. He be having little people. He be fucking little people. He be having white, Hispanic. He got all flavors. Like, he have everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of followers. He's just always doing his thing. So,
when he rumored with your boy?
Who?
Kanye. No, that was you talking about Jeffree Star?
Yeah, that was okay, Jeffree Star. All
right, my bad. Hell no, they nowhere near the same person.
No.
My bad. Yeah.
I mean, they might as well be shit. What you doing?
Exactly. So Jimmy Smack. Spoiler alert. a video leaked of him
snacking.
He was smacking.
He Jimmy it on his only, like he.
Oh, he posted.
No,
it.
Yeah, I seen it on his page. Like,
oh well, Jimmy was smacking on some peen.
Hmm.
And you can hear somebody in the background going, put that whole thing in your mouth, Jimmy. There's allegedly like a transgender person. So I've seen like two different sides to the argument. Some people were saying like, what's wrong with that? If that's what he want to do, let him do what he want to do, right? And then the other side was like, well, he's running through all these women. He should at least let them know. This is what he's doing or whatever. So what side do y'all stand on? Like,
none.
Do y'all think that he should?
I'm not with that type of shit.
I'm not saying, listen, what I'm joking, saying is, should women be let away, especially if you're not in a relationship with the girl? It's like, maybe we just have a professional
situation
going on. Should you let her know, hey, I be sucking and fucking men, maybe. I don't even know if he's fucking men.
Okay, so
we're
sucking men.
If we're being,
y'all having sex.
Yes,
if we're being politically correct, women don't tell a nigga that she might go eat the box from time to time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why should he feel obligated?
I don't know.
That's a little
I'm just weird. Asking, because y'all always talk about equal
but no,
rights.
I feel like
so.
A man will be like, if, hey, do you like girl? I feel like that'll come up before a bitch be like, you like a nigga? I think you by think a man.
Who's father,
like,
how often do you get
asked that for not asking?
Fuck with girls.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but I'm just saying, like,
I just want y'all to think about it.
I mean, we live in Atlanta, so you got to anyway. You do got to be careful, but I feel like you should tell me, my nigga. Like, what?
Okay, so
50% of
that. If you know, like I know,
like you should, like.
So I would say.
Like,
I would say, I guess, if I feel like a nigga should say if he fucking or sucking other niggas, I guess I'm thinking from perspective, I guess, of a nigga like Jimmy Smack, if you're pursuing something with a girl, like in a relationship, but if you're in like the porn industry or whatever, the sex industry. That come with the
don't they have a,
that
know,
come
I
along
know
with
then.
Don't they have a category
and,
yeah, for that?
And I feel know. Right. And I feel like in his situation, because he's a top person on OnlyFans and he's messing with these girls and supposedly guys, these people know.
They
if
might.
A girl, like if you know what I'm saying, if not me, but like if somebody went she and she's watching him,
yeah.
She knows that she done seen that episode of him sucking.
They see now.
I know my that. Question is, why is he know. Obligated to tell a girl that he's just trying to have sex with that he might that Thanks. He mess with? Mess with.
Now, if he's trying to be in a relationship, yes, he should.
I get the relationship. Yeah. Like, you should be open.
That's why I say.
But
only
why? But why even make the argument for like, oh, I met a girl at the club. I need to tell her before I fuck.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary.
Right before you put it in. Oh, yeah, I like to suck dick. All right, here we go.
No, that means something to me.
Nigga ain't gonna talk this way out no pussy.
Yeah, come
I don't think I he mean, got to. I don't think he got to.
I think a reason why, but it's not about
it's political. Stereotypical right. reason. They, women, I'm not going to say women.
Anybody.
The stereotype, excuse me, is that gay men, they bring diseases.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said that's the stereotype. That's the stereotype. So that's why a lot of women want to know. But I feel like if you don't have, like, especially if it's understood that, like, after tonight, you might not even see me again. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you need protection for.
I'll say it like this then. If he ain't obligated to just say it, if she asks, is he obligated to be honest?
He should.
That's
be.
Not, okay, that's a good point.
At that
if
point,
I
you
ask,
should.
You
should. I mean, who ain't lied into some pussy? So, I mean.
Yeah, but if you have to ask a nigga, are you sucking dick like I
said? Then
you
already
you shouldn't
see
be
it.
Fucking with you.
Yeah,
you
that's
ask,
a
and
fact.
You suck dick like I do?
That's a fact. You should probably reevaluate if you want to fuck with
me.
Why? You got something coming? You got something coming?
Damn.
You need a lesson?
No.
I'll teach you something, girl.
I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
No.
Listen.
All right, what else we got on the docket?
Wait. Let me ask y'all.
Can a man be bisexual?
No.
No.
Yes, you.
No, he can. He can. He can. I.
My man cannot be. But agreed. You can be. Yeah.
I'm saying, if a man came to you right now and he said, "I'm bisexual. I'm not gay," are y'all gonna be like, "Nah, you're gay"? Or are you gonna
you're
like,
gay.
Or are you gonna be like, "He's
bisexual"?
You're
gay.
You're gay. He's gay.
You're gay.
Okay.
I mean, once you cross that line, it just
you're gay, bro.
You may like both, but you're still gay.
You're gay.
We hit y'all with an old what's the scenario. So basically, let's say that a nigga you got with a nigga, you feeling him, y'all messing around or whatever, and then he tells you like, "Yeah, I messed with a man once, but I ain't like it, so I'm not gay."
You're still gay.
Y'all done with him?
Yes. Yeah.
If that happens,
if no statute of limitation on that,
no statute of limitation, gay.
I can't compete with a man for real. That's what. That's
but he said he didn't like it.
I can't.
It's not competing. He said he didn't like it.
The fact that you tried it, you were interested, that make you gay.
I can't compete with a man.
Is it because you think that secretly he still might try it again, or just
no? I think so
because I'm like, okay, something in you made you.
He was sexually attracted. There's a difference in saying like.
I think that too. I think he was attracted.
I don't care, but if you
was attracted to something.
You might not like, but
I can't watch TV with you no more.
Okay,
are we looking at the same guy?
She said I can't watch TV with your ass no more. Oh my god!
So does the situation stand? If he was molested,
LeBron
did
look
kind of
thick.
Right? That shit is gay.
That's molestation, yeah. Right?
No.
Now.
Does it? Do you still like question yourself about it?
If somebody said, "Well, I was molested by a man, or I was raped when I was little," and confided in me about it, okay. That wasn't like that.
Would you have to think about it, or would you just be okay?
That's a good question. Let's say that he gets molested by a man when he was younger, and he said for years he was confused.
Oh Lord.
If he was gay or not, and so he acted upon it, and he realized he didn't like it.
That's easy.
That's going into some trauma.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
what I'm
saying. So I'm saying, would you? So I'm saying, would you? I'm saying, like, no, but say that he's like, no, I 100% know that I love women. After that, you good with that?
I personally feel like I couldn't get over like you sucked another man's penis.
Let's say he let another man suck his.
No,
that's still gay.
Now, if you were molested or raped, like, and you were like, then that's different.
But that was it. Only that one trauma that
you
happened.
No, but now, what he's saying, no,
back,
but I know he went. But back. He's saying is he went back and
that's
tried.
You double back because she was confused. I would be like, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
That's what I was asking. Would you think about it?
Because there are people who they don't know sex because they don't know sexually what they are because of.
That's the same way. If a little girl got molested, she becomes a hoe. I have a friend that was like that before.
Which one?
NBA! NBA young boy!
She lived in Detroit. But yeah, she like turned into a hoe because she got molested by her uncle.
Yeah, I would just feel like that's just a lot to take on.
Yeah, I would think
that's what I'm saying. That's all.
Mentally,
so I would have to say, I don't look at it.
Your sexual preference kind of like it's gonna be a burden either way.
And that trauma, I can't. Yeah, no, that's a lot to take on.
Because Ali, tell us what happened with this stock market shit, real quick.
The government.
Well, essentially, like from in language terms, I've read about it. It's like there's. People like bid on stocks and shit like that. It's like gambling. Hmm. It's like you have people with rich money. They predict that a trend is gonna go down for a stock, like GameStop. It's gonna go down, so they buy it. Some like a short trade. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're borrowing it, and then once it goes down, they can sell it for more money and make a profit off of it. So rich people do that. Mm-hmm. So what happened is though, a group on Reddit. Mm-hmm. So Reddit's a form of social media. People like just kind of write on the shit. They was like, man, if everybody like can combine and just buy that stock, because that started happening, right? GameStop.
So they found a way to manipulate.
They came together as a community.
They band together as one, and like 100 people, they bought it. Mm-hmm. So now the shares went up because everybody's buying it. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, oh shit! It's kind of like, yo, I borrowed this money from you. You bought something from the store. I bought it from you and I'm trying to return it, but now it costs way too much. Mm. So now I'm in debt trying to pay that back. So, but that's like millionaires and hedge fund babies doing that shit. So essentially the government came in and said, nah, we ain't doing that. They shut it down because it was on this app called Robinhood.
Yeah.
And trading. So they shut it down. So now the controversy is like, oh, when rich people do it, it's cool. Yeah. But when we band together to deal with the common people, it's a problem.
Yeah. So
and that was really because of the white people. They tried to go get lawyers and say that we, like, people like us did it. And lawyers and all that shit shut them down. Like, hey, they just got smart and they did that shit. Y'all can't be mad
at them. They worked together.
So my big picture on it is just like, what other institution does that? Like, it could be everything.
Everybody. All these big ass corporations.
All these corporations.
And anybody with the power and the
not
money.
Not just in the stock market, but in any.
We know that.
Anytime, like, let's say we all got together to try to buy some land or something, they might change the rules so things can't own
that's
some
history.
Shit. Or it's just history just proven, like, God damn.
And if they can't do that, they'll just burn your city down.
But you know something else that they do? Because I was, me and my man, we were talking about this at home. I was like, you know something that.
Yeah, say it.
That the colonizers do. Sometimes they put out false information for us too, like to help to stop. Like, and I'm gonna just say hypothetically with AMC, I'm like, why is AMC like in their stock? Like, why is everybody telling? Why not Regal? Why not? Nobody's going back to the movie theaters. All these new movies, like Coming to America, is about to be on Amazon Prime. Like, nobody's going to the theaters. And I'm like, sometimes they like try to help their friends that own these companies and be like, yeah, and they put up a false information.
They share
it. We all share it and be like, yeah, go buy AMC, go buy AMC. And then here we are, all buy AMC.
And that's what they've been doing.
They're trending down. Like, that's what we're helping them survive, though.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just so hard because our government and people around us, they put out so much false information and we never know what's true or not, but we're so quick to just share something without fact checking it. And then
just like T.I. and Tiny.
To piggyback on that, I was a man real quick. It's like the media too. It's like we watch on news, they create the narrative. Facts. So it's like the elitists who got CNN in their pocket, they'd be like, all right, let's blame the people gathering up, make them look like they're evil.
They're the ones doing it.
With everything.
Look at everything with a grain of salt, man. Have your own mind. It's tough, but do your research.
And at the end of the day, they just don't want to see us win. That's minorities, true. Period.
So I seen academics putting up something talking about Drake and his new album, you know. And mind you, Drake is the only rapper I noticed that's like torn his ACL twice and like he's not putting out music because his ACL. Like, this is the craziest shit I've ever fucking seen.
Jimmy the wheelchair.
Somebody said it's because he's carrying the rap game. He didn't torn his ACL. But
wheelchair.
So he basically, Charlamagne, you know, who's always been a
Drake hater.
He says, they said that basically put out something that's saying like Drake and Lil Baby got a lot of music together and they gonna release it. And Charlamagne said basically it's because Drake needs Lil Baby. Now we all know like Drake has the stimulus package. Like you Drake get on your record, it's gonna get bigger. Do y'all think that Drake is in the position now at this point in his career to where he needs somebody like a Lil Baby on his record?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
Nah. I think that's
need.
No, he don't need nobody.
Tell me.
I'm thinking about it.
Explain.
Like Drake is big. Like he is
international.
But like, but get it like this. Like, so Drake is big. Drake is more so like our era. He's more so our era. Just like Hove, he's big. Wayne, he's big. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake is up there now, but like, the little kids don't give a fuck about Lil Wayne. They don't care about Hove.
We talking about Drake.
But they don't care about Drake no more because it's like, what
you're last crazy.
The little kids, they love Lil Baby. My son don't know who Drake is. I'm sorry.
But so you're doing a bad job as a mother.
I'm not. I'm
sorry. Like, how old is your son? Five?
He's six.
He's six?
But I'm saying like, so, but Lil Baby, they know his song. So it's like, they want to hear these little, to get the younger crowd. I'm sorry. But us, like, we're cool with it. But
okay, so let me ask you this. Is your son Drake's target audience?
I'm saying,
is your son Lil Baby's target audience? No.
Hold on, wait. But when you, no, I'm not saying like myself. Okay, so when I say era, I still mean like
the younger generation.
The younger
generation.
Like 18 and younger. Like they still don't care. Hip-hop. They want to hear Lil Baby. They want Lil Baby, Da Baby, all of them, Young Boy, NLE Choppa. This is what's popping to them right now. They don't want to, like Drake may be cool, but it's like, okay, his album came out. All right, cool. But they going to continue to like listen to the little baby. That's what's gonna hit in the club.
So if Drake dropped this album, which we could probably be safe to say he'll probably sell over 350,000 records first week.
He probably would still sell. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it's not necessarily, and I don't agree all the way with you about when you say that like the younger audience doesn't know him. But if his audience, I'm saying, or don't care, whatever it may be, you know what I'm saying is, if his audience comes through and still buys it and it's 400,000, does that mean that he needs Lil Baby? Let's say, I'm saying he's still 400,000 first week.
Who wants to get
old? Does he need Lil Baby?
He does not need him. Does it help? Absolutely. But he does not need him.
Drake could put out an album right now and just Drake songs. 15 songs of just Drake.
And he's
no
gonna
features.
Win.
And he's still going to be successful.
Let me know where I can go.
But listen, though.
Please.
Come on.
Go ahead after this.
Hov can just drop an album right now, getting no anticipation, nothing. And it's going to sell.
So is Drake.
I'm not saying that. So that's why I said I don't know.
But Drake can too.
But like as an artist who's not ready to give up, not ready to retire, you may say, I still want this. I want to capture everybody. I want to get the younger crew. I want to have like a club hit or whatever. I don't want to just drop an album. Like, Hov can drop an album, we all gonna buy it. Like, Hov can drop an album and it's going to hit the charts or whatever, but it's going to hit the charts for what? A week or two? We going to have it, but is it going to spin in the club? Like you know
Tussie
what I'm saying?
Tussie Slide was number one last year.
Yeah, yes. But Drake, like, he's still trying to...
Every time.
The Tussie Slide was, like, more so for, like, the younger TikTok.
Yeah. But that's the younger generation that you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. So he might...
He's trying to keep up, and he's keeping up.
But he might feel like he needs Baby.
Laugh Not Cry Later is number one.
He might feel like he... But he might... He might feel like he needs Lil Baby to keep up with
him. Because, Zadi, what you think?
I just think that's the biggest cap in the world. Like, just look at the numbers.
Facts
like,
and cap.
Look at the numbers. Like, Lil Baby had the biggest album last year. Drake didn't even drop an album.
And he still
had more number ones than him, more Billboard hits than him. On the year, he didn't have to drop an album. Just off features, just off his project. I mean, unless you count the dark demo tape, but...
I agree.
This is just like that. So Drake, Lil Baby don't have a number one. There's not number one on Billboard. So if you got the streets, his momentum is going out. But like, if you like, that's just a limited viewpoint. The club or the streets, like that's Drake has to pass that though.
I get, but that's what y'all not get me saying. Like he might,
get the streets.
Not just the streets, but just everybody. It's just like I don't want to just
get
everybody. I don't want to hit world, like not just like white folks, whatever. It's just like I want to let me grab Lil Baby on this because it's gonna get Lil Baby and his thing, like or whatever. I don't feel like he need him, he had a purpose of
just
doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a smart ass businessman. He know what he's doing.
I feel like he get somebody under Lil Baby.
Yeah, I don't even
necessarily a new artist. And
but Lil Baby,
he got a song. Okay, time out. I think that, okay, so this is what a lot of stuff is, and this only happens with Drake. Whenever Drake gets like one of the top artists in the game to be on his album or anybody with buzz, people say that he's biting and that he need them and whatnot, which is confusing. I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. What I'm saying is, which confuses me, because if it was anybody else, they would say like, oh no, he's just reaching out, like he's showing love or he's doing that. But for whatever reason with Drake, they saying he's biting. Now, I think that Drake is literally just putting Lil Baby on there because he likes Lil Baby music. He has a relationship with Baby. He likes Lil Baby. The same reason he put out Dark demo lane tapes, whatever that shit was called. Mm-hmm. He had fucking Fabio Foreign on there. Yo, I like this little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that Drake has always been one of the biggest, bigger artists, especially like he, as big as he is. He's always been an artist that reaches out to other artists and puts them on his music. And he has a relationship with QC. So, I mean.
Where Drake don't go at?
Even with the other young nigga, the thing on Instagram, what's his name? If I ever remember, my song, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
Drake song alone in the club is going, not Tootsie Slide. Do we hear that?
Come on, man. Not 10 times. We don't want to hear it. Drake can put out a song right now, and you go to the club tonight, and it's gonna be in play. That's what I'm saying. But if it's a feature with Lil Baby, it's going to be in the club. So, in my feelings, Scorpion, no, it was like, in my feelings, like 17. That was 18. My first, Scorpion. In my feelings, came out 18. It was 18. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, no, but still, like, I understand what you're saying, but I think it's a little bit. Since then, since Scorpion, he's taking a break.
He don't need Lil Baby, but he might feel like he want him to have what we're going for in the clubs right
now. So when Lil Baby has features, let me ask you a question. Does he need them?
He don't. But because that's what we're going for
in the club. That's what on everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like Drake, he dropped an album in two years. And that's why he may feel like I may want Lil Baby. I'm not saying Drake needs him. Like I said, I feel like Drake is a legend. I feel like he's Lil Wayne.
You from Jersey, right?
That's why.
That's it.
That's it. We'll see next year. In a couple months, when Drake's on, will be in the club.
No, but what does that mean? Look here, I'm saying like he's not like Lil Baby.
I get what you're saying. From Jersey.
Okay. I thought it was an NDA young boy.
Let's chop it up.
Point blank, period. Can't nobody fuck with Drake. Drake is in his own lane, and he can put anybody on a song, but that's only going to make that other person bigger.
Damn, drop the mic. I don't know about Lil Baby, though. Lil Baby already big. Lil Baby just had his biggest year, but Lil Baby ain't showed us the longevity yet.
That's all I'm saying. He has it, but he is the hottest rapper. Who doesn't want the hottest rapper? But who hasn't been hot? That's all I'm saying. I know, we just saying. Just one. Because it's going to help. Just one.
I don't think it's going to help. If the one is there and you know he's going to do it, who would not take it? Who would not take it? That's what I'm saying. He's doing it because he wants to, because it's going to help him.
That's why I always said, run a tape back, I don't know. I didn't say he did, definitely. I just said he don't need, but I see why he would want, because he may be trying to hit this.
But he don't need, he doesn't, what
he may feel like.
The question is, does he need Lil Baby? No. The way I would tell you to scale this situation is if he had an album without Lil Baby, is it still going to be successful?
It's going to pop.
If he had a song without Lil Baby, is it still going to be successful?
For a week.
It's going to pop.
For a week.
You got the album. Now, the song that Drake going to come out with...
The song that Drake gonna come out with on his own, like, yeah, we gonna like it. I still listen to Take Care, and that was what, when we were younger and Drake was just that.
But I'm saying, like, it's for the old heads now. Drake is not. You an old head. I was about to say, you calling yourself an old head. You an old head. 30. You old on TikTok.
Listen, Drake gonna have some TikTok music, and some 16-year-old is gonna be dancing. They ain't using no legs. They just gonna be like,
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It's TikTok, but he's shit.
Period. Corvette. They gonna be doing all that bullshit.
Quiet as kept, though.
If he just to shut this down, if he didn't feel like he wanted or it wouldn't help then because he ain't helping little baby.
What?
He is.
What?
You're a buddy.
Little baby already.
Hey, what's next on the docket?
Now watch me whip.
But, all right, so, no, I got to disagree with you now.
Speaking of that.
This, my
one question.
He already helped him. He ain't helping him right now, dude, because little baby already big.
Okay. Is he bigger than Drake?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
It won't be.
All right.
Never. Because they have two different, like, Drake is universal. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying.
So, that's why he don't need no baby.
No, but he made one for the younger, to have some, like, hood. I think it's
more than a younger artist.
Chris, you got something? You got to chime in or you good?
Because he's too big.
No one
baby.
Baby.
Okay, baby.
Watch me, Nay Nay.
Ain't nobody else bigger than him for
watch me, Nay Nay.
Watch me, watch me, Nay Nay.
Whatever.
Watch me. Watch
he whipping them pistols out. That's what he doing. Yeah.
That was a goddamn classic.
All
kids.
I don't know if it was.
Tay hit me up one morning. Like, hey, watch me whip. About to go to jail, girl. He murdered his cousin.
So yeah, Salento the other day
allegedly
is in jail because he allegedly murdered his cousin or is it uncle?
No,
his cousin. Salento has had since Nay Nay. Hasn't been on the charts. He's had a few run-ins with the law. Let me see. He's had a silent. This was a few years ago. No, this was last year. Not even all a year ago. September 3rd. Silento arrested after walking into a random family's house with a hatchet looking for his girlfriend.
A hatchet?
Wait, what's a hatchet? What's a hatchet? Sorry. Like okay. I don't know what a hatchet is.
Like a garden tool.
Silento arrested.
This.
Yeah. Okay. Another one, Salento arrested for alleged assault and domestic violence. The next month. Salento charged with driving 143 miles per hour on
85.
Oh, boy. And then this one, he murdered his cousin allegedly on February 1st. So,
you heard what the prosecutor said, right?
What they said?
They're going to, the mental route, the insane route.
I think, but you know what? The first thing I thought when I see, especially when I read those stories, it seems like there's something wrong with him.
They're going
especially when
route.
You're, and he's not necessarily a child star, but when you have success at a young age, a lot like I was just watching Vlad. Do y'all remember this show, In the House, or the Hughleys? You remember the Hughleys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember the son, DJ Daniels?
I don't remember the son.
No.
Okay. Go to Vlad right now. If you go to his YouTube page, he has his whole face tatted. It looks like literally somebody spray painted on his face and shit, right? Mm. He called a murder charge. He beat it or whatever. But he just, you know, them child stars, they be going through shit.
Shout out to Disney.
Yeah, so I think something's wrong with his mental. I don't know. I hope he just is where he can get somewhere he can get some help. You know what I mean? I don't know if he needs to go to jail.
R.I.P. to the dead. Whoever died.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. R.I.P. to the uncle. I don't know what happened.
I'm going to say, what your cousin got to do for you to kill him?
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't they, like, take him somewhere and then they sped off in a car? So, like, shot
they said he was outside the house. I don't know if it was his uncle's house or something. They said they're used to seeing his face in the neighborhood, basically.
And they said, leave him there like that?
And he shot him and left him.
So he pulled a Lucci kind of sort of? Except for he was the shooter?
In the head.
Oh, in the head?
I think it was a head shot, they said.
Yeah, what's your cousin got?
Cousin had to do
something. It's got
to
be something like, I mean.
Sticky? I would never shoot Sticky. Cousin Sticky.
Well, if he got down, robbed your crib.
Sticky beans
and stole your daughter.
So. What do you mean he stole my daughter?
He robbed your crib.
Stole my daughter. He robbed my crib.
He robbed your crib and took your daughter with him. Like,
I mean, yeah, but I don't think that's what happened. So I let you know.
I don't know. I just had to make it.
One a scenario.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what happened with Silento. I mean, obviously, you take my kid, you could have been my brother. You probably gonna go. You know what I'm saying? You probably out of here. So, I don't know. But,
yeah.
Did y'all see Courtside Karen?
Yes.
Cracker.
I love it. Cracker. So, Courtside Karen.
I got a question.
You got to have it there.
Okay. Explain what happened with Courtside Karen.
So, apparently, there was this Karen that was sitting courtside with her fiance, husband, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then LeBron was barking
back and forth with
the dude. And then Karen was jumped in. I was like,
don't you talk about my husband like that, you bitch ass.
Whatever. And they got back for him. They got kicked out. And then she went on social media and got a clout.
She got like 50,000 followers. Like,
yeah, made an Instagram with two chains.
She said she was 25. She looks 40. She got mad surgery. The husband, he's been 25. Obsessed with LeBron for years. She even admitted it. Yep. If you look at his Instagram page.
She apologized.
Yeah, she came out and apologized or whatever. She said I should have just stayed out of man business, basically. That's kind of what she said.
My question, y'all, outside of her being a Karen, like, would you defend your man the same way or let him rock? Is she wrong for defending her man?
I know she going to say yep.
So, like, if y'all in the game somewhere and, like, your man talking shit with other mothers.
I'm talking shit with him. First of all, my man, he ain't having nothing. You talking shit to me, him anyway. So, he already about to be talking his shit. Like, it ain't even no point where I got to talk. Because, first of all, like, I'm going to want to. But my man gonna hug me and be like, hey, like, sit your ass down. And he gonna handle his shit. But I'm still right behind his ass like, what you wanna do?
This is competitive, like a sporting event. It's not just a club. No, I'm
city
saying,
girl.
Sporting event. Well, niggas is just talking
city girl,
shit.
I mean,
but y'all dated athletes before, right?
I'm quiet. That's a man.
I'm gonna let my man handle it,
but I'm gonna be ready to go.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
What, go out the door?
Go whatever he went out with, baby.
Time out, y'all. Y'all sound so ridiculous because this is just a sporting event.
No, like, no.
It's literally like, and it's a pandemic. LeBron was not walking anywhere
they towards.
I'm quiet.
Because
I didn't say to me until after I said what I said.
Yeah,
they, okay, wait, no, it's sport, at the basketball game, not in the club.
I'm quiet
though. At the basketball game,
I'm gonna be quiet.
Because my man heckling, and he say something bad. I'm sitting here like, because I know at the end of the day, my man he gonna handle his own if need be. But yeah, LeBron ain't gonna come up on him and like, yeah, he talking his shit back. So
y'all look like the women who just. Caught who make the situation worse than like
no,
make
no.
A, let me finish. So like you know when a fight happened and shit and all you hear is oh my god, motherfuckers yelling and shit. That's y'all.
No,
because I'm not. Like women be just bringing all
the
attention
take out
to
the sport
fight.
Part, nigga, hit me then, yeah, I'm gonna go. But sports, I'm quiet. I don't know what the fuck going on anyway.
Y'all might want to be on go more with the sports than if it's a fight.
No, I'm not. No,
because y'all get your ass knocked out.
I didn't jump in when my nigga was fighting and got my ass goddamn knocked.
And I'm a yeah.
Sports. No, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm just
maybe
here
you should have chose the sports instead of the fight.
No,
if you got your ass knocked out.
I got a car. I got a bat.
I got insurance. So it's whatever.
All right. Oh. So last subject before we go on to what's the scenario? Super Bowl pick, fellas. It's time. It's time for Super Bowl prediction scores. If y'all, I'll let y'all pick too. Fuck it. Go ahead.
I don't even know who's playing.
Kansas City.
Kansas City and Tampa Bay are playing.
Okay.
I got
it. Tom Brady's on Tampa Bay.
I'm with Tampa Bay.
Pat Mahomes is on, he won the Super Bowl last year. He's with Kansas City.
Okay. I'm going to just go with
he looks like Zero from Holes.
Hell no.
So Zero from Holes or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
I told you I'm picking the nigga that went six times.
Tom Brady?
That nigga. That's
who you got? These are professional takes right here.
I just found out today it was in Tampa Bay.
The nigga that won six times
or the nigga that won one?
Right, yeah. So, like, Tom Brady, yes, go ahead.
It's warm out there.
They're the Buccaneers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I'm going
with. Hey, y'all flying out there?
Nah.
I'm going to Florida later on this month, but I'm not going for it.
Come on, watch it.
I got NBA.
My bad. I didn't mean to ask you that.
What you got, bro? Who you got, bro?
I got Kansas City, but I think defensive players will win MVP. I got Tyrann Mathieu with the games in the pitch.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
I like that.
Game ceiling pick.
I like that. What you got?
As bad as I don't want to say it,
Tampa Bay.
I got to pick Tampa Bay 24-27. Only because.
You think Brady get the ball last?
Who MVP? And that
MVP is getting MVP is going to Brady. They're gonna close it out with a winning touchdown. That's gonna
make they gonna be down.
And yes. Kansas City's winning the first half. Brady's gonna come back. And they usually don't start well. This game, Brady's gonna be the comeback and he's gonna win.
LaFleur.
And I don't want it to happen that way.
I got 31-34 mm-hmm. Kansas City. I think Tom Brady loses the way that he usually wins. I think that he doesn't get the ball ass. Mm-hmm. I think Zero gets the ball ass. I think he gets enough for the kick. Like, I think he gets it close, like 20-yard line. They run the clock down, boom, kick
it. And they do got one of the best kickers,
too. Yeah, that's game. I think it just comes. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think I got the young GOAT. And that's Pat Mahomes.
So. That's crazy if you
do. Hey, man, we're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to watch that on the block, too. Y'all pull up.
I bring wings.
Here, bring them.
Where are we going to watch
it? Where are we doing it?
All right, let's cut it.
All right, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's this scenario?
Hey.
All right, y'all ready?
We ready.
All right. So, Cousin Sticky.
I knew Sticky was back in the building.
So, what's up, Cousin Sticky?
Cousin Sticky has been planning for Valentine's Day all January, right? Mm. He just finished putting everything together. That was like on the 11th, right? Just for his fiance to say, you know what, Sticky, I'm going to celebrate Valentine's Day with my mom this year, so you ain't got to get me nothing, don't worry about it or whatever. So my question is, do y'all believe her or is she full of shit? And what would y'all do?
She's full of shit.
Okay. Elaborate.
I think every woman wants to spend their Valentine's Day with their man, especially fiance.
So what you think she doing?
Boyfriend number two.
What he said.
Do you think that it's believable that she's spending it with her mother?
No.
Okay.
Maybe her pops just maybe her.
Let's say her mother is a single mother.
Can you not do half, like break it up then half?
Like, no, because like for instance, we celebrate Valentine's Day together, but we not doing it the day of. We always do like the day before or like sometime.
The 13th.
Like, yeah.
So I guess in this scenario is he asking her, but she's like adamant about, I'm just spending with my mom. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
She thinks she got better plans.
Well, see, that's what on my thing, how I'm thinking is, okay, it could be a catch-22. Okay, now is Sticky consistent? Has Sticky let her down last year? Has Sticky, like, are they having, like...
So are you saying she's trying to test Sticky?
No. Not test
Sticky. She's saying Sticky, like, don't ever come through.
Sticky don't never come
she
through.
She want a good Valentine's Day Sticky this year.
Sticky looking out for herself. That's when Sticky didn't plan shit last year. Sticky don't know how to put shit together.
So you agreed to marry this nigga, right? So you...
No, that's cool, but it's like, I accept you for who you are, but you may be somebody that is...
Not on Valentine's Day.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Not when you engage.
But I accept you for who you are, but I know that you're not a man that is your love language is not a giver or know how to plan things. Like that. So to make it easier on for you, because last year you ain't do nothing, but last minute you was trying to run around and put some things together. I'm gonna tell you my mom, you know, like it's cool, boo, I'll see you tonight. It could be that or
that's
Jesus.
Good, that's a good answer. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm stalking you. No, I'm just okay, Dad. You know what? All right, Dad. But guess what? I'm looking at your location that you shared in my life. I'm about to make sure that you're going to see your mom. That's it.
Okay, but what if the roles are reversed? Girls, not going for that.
What do you mean if the roles are reversed? Like, I can't tell you. I ain't celebrating. I'm celebrating with my mama this year. Y'all gonna be like, hell.
Let me take the pressure off you, and this is what I'm gonna do.
sabotage you, so you don't get
hurt. Yeah, absolutely. If I don't want you, that man, that say, no, I got some plan. Tell your mama that you won't hang out with her 13 or 15 or 14, you got some plan. I know I failed you last
but
year.
But that's not your plan. Because he had a damn plan. Well, that's what okay, you know what? That's correct. If I don't know it, but if like, your nigga ain't really gonna stop him, and if he, you gotta get a nigga a chance. You gotta give him a chance. You can't say that. Like you just said, after last year. So what?
But I don't know it, right? That was the one time thing.
We know we're not talking about
you. I'm just
saying, no. We know, NBA young boy. NBA young boy. She says she's proud of the skin and she should be able to make her own decisions and choices with her own body. Do you back off or do you still feel the same?
Yeah, you said girlfriend, right?
Yeah, okay. It's your girlfriend. Let's say y'all been together 3 months.
I think it's a love of respect when you're in a relationship. Like, you got to take into consideration how he feel. He got to take into consideration how you feel. And, you know, there's ways to do the busted challenge, the challenge where it could be respectful.
That's how I get it. Like, before you get into a relationship with somebody, you do a little bit. You can see, like, what that person is. Like, what's your already posed and stuff. I'm comfortable she's showing my. You got this idea already. So, now, time out. So, let's say that she's Chloe. Very reserved. She's very reserved. And all of a sudden, boom, she hit that. And it just. Oh, it's gone. I'm lit.
If she bit like that, but I don't see what's going, that's how she done her track. And it's not like she.
Yeah, let's just say she's not like in the music industry. But, same thing. I'm just saying, like, let's say that she's just chilling. She's reserved, you know.
So what you get?
And then she does it, and then everybody's telling her, like, in her company.
I've seen them comments and like.
But the cop that confidence builder from attention might make home even better.
It might not even. So Chloe said that she loves her body and that's why she did it. Do y'all think that these challenges are the end point here? I mean, like, are you seeking?
That's
all it is. So what you're saying is, okay, if you love your, so is she getting confidence off of attention off of people?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so. Post it and get no reaction, no.
Feel like I love my body?
No, that's
why I
try to jump off the balcony. Yeah, like, I just said, like, another thing, I feel like, especially posting on the internet, it's for public consumption. Like, they said some shit like, niggas got an app where they take lights off, they can see all that shit. So, like, you open yourself.
All of them is naked, though. I'm saying, you just open.
Take that challenge and make it not so provocative or whatever the case may be, if that's what it is. If my thing, like, I made a post like a couple weeks ago in the busted challenge. I wanted a busted challenge, but I don't want to get busted out my head. So, like, it's just, so, like, I honestly feel like sometimes when we do want attention, you know what I'm saying? But I have to tell myself that I'm like, I'm tour. Like, I don't have a close friend, so I ain't gonna go with my bitches. But for other men to see or just everybody to watch, like, I have that at home. All the attention I want is at home.
I can do that
at home. I'm the silhouette challenge at home. Like, I can do all this stuff. If I don't need the world to see. I don't need the confidence boost from others because I'm already. Now, for somebody that's single, they may need that because it's like, they don't get that at home. But I get that at home.
You need, though, because you can just even get it keep out with somebody saying, hey, girl, you have no makeup on. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, so. But we're talking about silhouette and busted challenge. That's different.
I mean, that's attention. If you probably
have
attention.
I think a female, you put out what you want people to see, and if you're putting that out, that's what you're going to get back. If secure in a relationship, you got to, like, have that respect.
Especially in this situation, like you said, the nigga said he's uncomfortable. He explained it.
Yeah. Men that don't care. It's fine. And it's something like, yeah, do that shit. It's like, oh, that's why everybody's doing it. I mean, y'all want to see the fuck I got, but my man, hey, I know I can't
do it. It depends on what you're doing. And to me, it's like, how far you go. Because if you're doing it, and I know you're doing it, like how he said before, if I know you was already on Instagram a lot, you like post a video, I'm like, all right, I knew what I was getting myself into. I seen you out of nowhere. I seen with your nipples, bitch. Right. I seen the Mariolas every night. Everywhere you go around the crib, now all of a sudden you want to stand
3 seconds.
You can find out who was about to handstand all of a sudden. Hell no. I ain't mad at it. Oh, we got one more. Here we go. Okay. You man at Kroger. He has to take you out on a date, right? He picks you up, he takes you to a restaurant. A little bit more on the cheap side. You know, not really your vibe, but I know what you like, I'm feeling them. So you just let that, right? So when it's time for him to pay the tab, he pulls out a coupon and he lit off the little survey on the back. And you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you got like 75% off your parents. Or does he get a second date?
Everything else
at one
was good.
Everything was good today.
I like him.
Okay, strike one. Was. Damn, we going to have
a good
date. It's the first date. It's the first date.
That's just
okay.
Everyone.
Okay. He's going to that whatever. You know, that's 2 for $20.
Nobody's it.
Then, he pulls out a coupon. Then he says, hey,
I still got this.
I filled out the survey the last time I was here. With Big Mama.
He chased her down.
She's like, okay, I got you. Boom. She's like, wait a minute. I filled out the survey too. Boom. So, $3 for this date. What y'all think?
I'm not with it. And she's like, hey, I'll pay for it because obviously you're going to lie for all this.
How you react, how you focus, because that's gonna show me what type of woman you are.
But what are you looking for?
I mean, this is the first date. No.
What type of woman are you looking for?
I'm saying, listen, I know I'm wealthy. But I just wanna see what type, I wanna just have to sit down, have a nice conversation, and see how this goes.
Okay, so that's you're taking the coupon and the
coupon. Listen, I know y'all buy me. Let's say y'all, let's say you went out one time before that. It's like, yo, Julie, I know this might be too soon, but it's like love at first sight. Like, you are an amazing person. Let's go to bed. Like, can I let Big Mama meet you?
Can
I let
Big Mama meet you? She got cancer.
I just need her to meet you because I know that I'm going to wipe you up. And I need her to know. I need her to see it.
That's a lot.
Y'all want to put it out there. Hey, y'all want that shit.
That's a lot. If I vibe with him, I really like him. He already took me that piece, or he took me
that piece. He made his ass out of me. For you to go take a shower.
No, like, if I use it
6 years, and I swear it's like the first person you
choose. Yeah, I still try to wait a little bit. Like,
until we live together. She can be as comfortable as she needs.
Exactly.
Listen, I get it. Better. We have all ate the wrong thing. Yeah. We have all had fucking bad.
Everything.
Yeah, we all have.
I'm comfortable at home, but
yeah, you
I'm still
yeah.
respectful. Like,
you know, right, okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. You don't want to add. You're pregnant. Is that you can't control your body the same? So you tell me if you would. I don't know your situation when you was pregnant.
Gassy.
So you could be. You would feel. feel more comfortable. You and your guy now, y'all have a kid together, you're pregnant. You, then that's when you feel okay farting around.
Like, there's ooh, baby, ooh, he's gonna, I think, like, I'm still comfortable to do that now, but just to a certain extent. Like, and I think it would be the same if I was pregnant. Like, if it just came out, like, cool, like, I can shit in me in the bedroom because it's like, all right, like, you know, like, you're the family, I'm gonna hide it. Because you asked me to do the shit, I'm like, yeah, I did. Like, I'm not gonna hide it. Yeah. But then I'm gonna be like, oh, that's my shit. And don't get in there, because when we always gonna think, what do you think about this? I'm gonna do something, and I wanna turn it off, because I'm gonna do something.
Because your ass. I don't necessarily go into the bathroom just volunteering. I got the shit. But I mean, okay. But what I'm saying is, like, I know women who literally hold their shit until there's a discomfort. I've had this conversation with multiple women. They'll hold their shit until it's discomfort.
The most I'm
going to the upstairs. But I know we both downstairs watch the TV. So I'm going to head upstairs.
Day on a consistent basis, and you with me, like, you know, this is just natural. So, but, like, I'm gonna do it, but, like, they said, I'm not gonna just be like, hey, I'm about to go take a shit, I'll be right back. I'll be like,
everybody live with a girl, everybody live with a girl before, at least the niggas have. And they know it's been a moment, I thought, like, you should go take a shit. You know what? I'm gonna go take a shit.
Hey, bro, after this one, I got one, man.
Alright, go ahead. Facts and cap.
I'm just playing, I ain't doing one,
facts and cap. Let's
cut the shit in. Flirting. Why don't you listen to G? That's a cap. Flirting.
Why don't
you listen to G? I don't want to say. Okay, flirting means you make it a woman compliment. Mm-hmm. Like, help me, because I'm trying to make sure I got a clear idea of what I'm saying. I think it's wrong. Like, I
mean, so,
like.
It's flirting. What's flirting? Is it like showing somebody else some attention?
Give me, like, a little breakdown. A little.
So, like, what she's saying is, she's saying, like, you know, hey, you look at them shoes, I like them shoes. And you keep moving. Are you cheating?
That's a compliment. That's not
flirting? So she said, I like them shoes. You look good in them shoes. And then she said, babe, y'all flirting, correct?
She made a flirting.
Babe. But I think y'all would say that he's flirting with her, correct?
Compliment you and say something.
Like, hey,
that's a compliment. Okay, so, and then you can leave that at you moment. I think you're attractive.
I think I can't say if I see it, but I'm like, you don't need to flirt. I'm like, damn, you. I would like to say, I'm like, you're cheating. It's over. So now you got to fuck up.
What if it's like the waiter? And they just extra flirting.
It's disrespectful. Don't play with me. But that's not cheating. That's not cheating. You're talking about me.
It's like if they joking and stuff like sometimes.
I'm gonna say facts. Because if you don't like, if I go out and flirt and you don't like that I'm flirting, but then you can do it, that's cheating. And like, why are you giving that attention to somebody that attention?
Y'all couldn't marry me.
I will say I am a very person. I come off very flirty, but it's a difference between a compliment and being flirty. Like, you know,
I mean, I got a coworker, and like, him and his wife have been together for like 20 years, and he's like, talk, he laughs, he joke, he flirt, he like talk to her. Oh, look at that. Oh, you know, he said that's just analogy. He's like, I've never cheated. I've never wrong with it. The girl, if it takes it too serious, he'll stop it. Like, she's not feeling it.
If this girl don't care, come here, this girl.
It's a way.
It's all about it. Have I ever tried to go?
You have not ever. like, that shit, hey, that shit's weird. He the old girl. But you know, why you firing my shit? But if a fire, it'd be like, okay, like,
all right, all right, all right. Let's say Rihanna posted a picture, right? Let's put her as a weird. If you become a model celebrity eventually, that's your career path. You become famous. What's the difference?
Your
girl's not in the mind if she don't think that she'll ever have it. I know that sounds crazy, but she don't think you can pop Rihanna. So what do you think that if one of y'all wanted to fuck me, that can happen? But time out. If you know that person, I get it.
I'm talking to you, man.
Or somebody don't have, yeah, they don't have no right to do. If you look at the pattern, right? You know, just search on Instagram, you will see that. Now, if you see niggas putting hearts, and I've seen it, and you've seen it, you know better to put no fucking heart under somebody's shit. You put a heart, nigga, it's a fucking heart, a smile with a fucking heart eyes, nigga. Because you love this bitch, do you love this bitch, do you like this bitch? You know damn well it's the difference. Y'all niggas is not gonna tell me that y'all don't know better.
That's
the difference.
I think that, you know, I'm just kidding. It's just been around for a long time, but I do like male friends that I've been around with for a while. No, that's not made for a heart eye, and it's not
nothing to do with my
but
your first mind might be like.
She just telling the truth to.
That's better go. Mm-hmm. We already knew what you were saying.
That's not no. My answer, I didn't.
She did. Yeah.
Okay, as a young dumb hoe, I'd be like, you lied to me, you love me. But now I'd rather have know the truth so I can like have a chance to make a choice on, is this love real? You know what I mean?
Is it good that you care about your mom telling the truth? Or you lying?
I don't even know, because you shouldn't be doing it, period. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to be a woman.
I'm going to tell you, the language that you said was wrong. You said, brutally honest. A nigga is not brutally honest. He might be honest.
Yeah,
but I'm saying brutally honest. Usually, if you love a girl, you care about her feelings, so you're not necessarily gonna be brutally honest to your girl. Like you're gonna find a way to send it to her to necessarily. I'm saying, I know you're trying to even stay with her or whatever it may be.
You care about her.
Yeah, but you care about her. You're gonna find a specific way to say something to her. Like, look, I've been feeling like this for a long time. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if you're also saying like, bitch, I don't give. That's brutally honest. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. That's why I'm interpreting when you say brutally honest.
Exactly. If he lying to you, I don't care more.
Maybe. Niggas can lie and really not give a damn. She wanna burn some shit up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, okay. If you give a fuck, then that's gonna be a lie. So, but there is. So, what you you don't care.
It depends on, a nigga might be just, I mean,
why lie? What am I lying for?
So I can tell you this. I used to lie to people, and it was not because that I necessarily care for you, it was just because I'm the type of nigga that I just don't like hurting people's feelings. I
don't understand. You don't want to hurt feelings when you lie.
Look, I can't understand. What I'm saying is, in my nature, I'm just the type of nigga. It's like, I just don't like hurting people, period. I might not care for you. Because I might treat the same bitch the same way. The next bitch, I just don't like hurting people's feelings, period.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean I care for you, but I just don't like hurting people's feelings.
You care enough not to hurt her feelings, because
that means I care for her.
Whether in your nature or not, you care enough not to hurt that person's feelings, so if you don't care, yeah, that's okay.
Sure.
So, but if you don't want to hurt my feelings, but you also, so you're not going to also tell the truth either, because you're going to crush that person's feelings.
Okay, so I'm just saying myself. All right, then we'll step there. Facts of cap. Can you cheat on side piece?
No.
Facts of cap. Side piece, right? You cheat on. Yes, you can. Speaking of, it can be very brutal since we're using that word. Side piece knows she's a side piece. She knows she's only the side piece to the main piece.
Mm-hmm. But she don't know that she got.
But she don't know that she's the main bitch, and I got a side piece to the side piece. And that's where shit go left. Now, when you cheat on the side piece, you're trying to fuck up your home with the main piece. Because side piece, I think that she's just a side dress.
Wait, when there's two side pieces?
Yes. Now you done added a whole other side.
And yeah.
Now you done fuck the game up. And that shit is the worst. That's worse than cheating on your main. Because about 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago when I did that shit.
You were side. Well, like, what? You're here to get fucked in.
No.
I don't know.
I'm keeping my clothes, but I'm supposed to keep it 100. Like, everything. She shouldn't even be a lot.
Like, they don't know the side bitch.
Yeah. So I take over everything.
She feel like she's second. And she goes, you be one person. Yeah, if you find out she can be with somebody else.
You're going to a whole other level. She does side to the side.
You got hoes. No, bitch. No,
you got hoes.
Your side is a hoe. No, like, no, bitch. You can't cheat on your side piece, but you can cheat on your main bitch.
No.
Now you have one side piece, side piece, three side piece. You're not cheating on the side bitch, she's a side bitch. She never.
No, but she knew her role. She was cool.
No, you're wrong. You're on the side no matter what. So if you get cheated on, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You talking to side bitch. I know the side bitch.
Y'all got one more question. Probably right. Let's keep it quick. Oh, shit. It's paid on the bills. Equal trade for household chores.
Attention is to them all day, mm-hmm. But if you just all you doing is waking up and walking in and putting breakfast, walking after the school bus, and then like picking them up, like you ain't doing the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Tell you more.
Yeah, nigga, I'm working 12 hours shift.
And then I gotta come home and then I gotta clean up.
Yeah, like yo, listen, me, I'm the type of nigga too. Like my girl told me like, you know, my girl, she was like, let me wash your clothes. Like, no, I like it. I'm not that. My mama raised me to be at least somebody independent.
Some kind of help.
Independent nigga. I'm independent enough. Now I ain't the best cooker. You know what I'm saying? Get it? Like my cook. You know what I'm saying? Like I appreciate everything that you do. My girls work from home, so like I try to relieve, I try to help you. But what I'm saying is, as far as that type of situation, hell no, like it's a difference. Like mm-hmm. You just have to create, it just depends on the circumstances. Like,
yeah. Loans. But
that's what
the
nigga wants. Take his own. That's what you ask for. That's what I'll say that.
That's a cap.
I will agree with that.
I just want to make sure that you know I like to go off too much.
Take care.
All the bills equal trade for household chores. That's a cap.
Facts when I come home.
I'll be already where you need to be.
So it's on the bars.
Wait, wait, wait. Is he right? No, I'm just saying. It's how
it's an obligation.
Now, I will say, there are certain things
that me as a man, I'm still going to do.
Don't touch the trash.
Yeah.
That's my problem. With me, I also don't want you to put up your own gas. That's just me. Yeah, there's just certain things.
That ain't really equal, though.
When I come through with the rest of the roles,
I'm gonna fool the dish, back your clean bathroom.
It's a certain things that me as a man, I just don't want to see my woman do. Regardless, if I'm paying all the bills, there's still certain things.
Wait, you said me regardless. You is or you ain't.
No, I'm saying, if I'm paying all the bills, there's certain things I just don't want you to do.
I'm asking you not to do it.
Now, if you choose to put out like these wishes, I like, if the trash can't overflowing and you decide to take the trash out, I'm not gonna yell at you because you out for doing it. But if I'm at the house and you do it, man, sit down, I got it.
Yeah.
But if you sit home all day and you ain't got nothing else to do, a hot meal and a clean house to walk into every day, that's a shit. Hurry. Oh, you ain't got work. I need representation to pull up on the job. You know what I work.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to do. We got that. Like, what are you doing with that? Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Because it's an equal trade. To me,
only y'all. Like, only can agree on
it's like, first of all, I think standards, people need to stop religious. So, right. Right. Whatever works for you. For y'all. Yeah. That's just first. But it's hypothetical. I would say, it depends on what you household choice. Because I'm paying all the bills. Like, all the rent, all the cardinals, all the insurance, all the phone bills. I'm doing all that. I don't want to defend you right now. You trash, all that shit. I don't want no one expecting you to do that. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I can't help you. This stuff one time, but like,
one of the things. It's not you. It's not you.
After a while, I'll be like, or this is like, that's standard, because I feel like it's equal if you do. Because housework, that's why
I can't even live like that.
Yeah, nah, it's just, this is a lot of pressure just to yeah. I mean,
because you got
to
bring it every, okay? You know, I got to bring it every month.
What if you can't cook?
When I was looking for a wife, that was one of the key credentials. I wasn't married.
Okay, so for me, my girl, I feel like she helped me learn how to cook. I'm interested in learning how to cook. I'm not more so like how he feels.
But I can cook too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, no, I'd rather you help me teach me how to cook. Help me out. Like, if I'm you mean, not just me though. Like, I get what he's saying.
No, I'm saying she gotta know how to cook. I didn't say
I'm not. No, I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
I don't have.
If you handle all the bills,
you don't want me to take care of
things
with your woman.
I don't really. Me and him are raised from different backgrounds, so it's different. So, like, I know his background. Me, I'm a single mom. My mom taught me how to do shit on your own. This is how you wash your clothes on your own. So for me, that's how I was raised. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. Just for ladies, why is a man? Why do y'all feel like a man? Because all y'all kind of said it. I would expect it if they don't feel.
I didn't say that.
Why is expectation for a man
to feel? That's just like to me as a man. I just want to take care of your things. I just feel like, babe, I mean, make sure that you know I have to.
But listen though,
I mean, I can't. Maybe I should expect that. Maybe I can't ask that. But I'm only asking what I see my mom and my dad.
But I know all three. Based on what
I see, my dad. My mom still works. She's like my dad.
I know all three of y'all to the point where y'all are very independent and still want to have a nigga that's gonna take care of y'all, but. 50-50 sound like the more logical in that situation.
Yeah, I want to feel like my man. Like, I want you to take care of me. I don't want to be like, no, baby. Okay, no, we sit down. Hey, you take care of this. Cool. But I don't want no man. It's like,
babe, are you good?
No, my nigga, I'm not at 30. I'm not doing that. But okay with doing it because I've been doing it. But I feel like historically, like just with Black African traditions, the man was supposed to take care of like just naturally. A man doesn't feel like they're a man unless they can't provide in some type of way. So like that's what we expect. Now I'm independent. You mean I want to do it? And my man is a provider. Do I want a man that's on leash? No. And with doing 50-50, yes, I am okay with that.
You the end goal.
Yeah, like or end goal because I am okay because at the end of the day I am a very independent woman at the same time. But I know that my man, he is also a provider and he's not a leech at the same time. So, but I'm also African tradition, I'm a nurturer. Like it is in me to be nurtured. It's in me to I love watching.
But my man, I would be a man.
That's
what
I'm saying. Thank you. I don't think it's okay. To rub your feet, that's my role.
you work. Oh, that's my role. Not everyone.
He sucked in toe.
I know, but I might be too everywhere. Ain't no man ever in that situation. I can name a couple. Yeah, you know what? But no, but at the end of the day, the men that I don't like that are still in control of the finances, even though the finances ain't coming through their paycheck. Showing out more than he show out with you on the regular. Are you gonna feel some type of
I'm not doing no threesomes.
Same question again.
Basically, you bring a nigga. So basically, you have a threesome. You bring a bitch in, and the nigga is showing out when he usually show out with you. With the other bitch.
I'm not gonna feel away about myself. He can say with the other bitch.
Is that what you're saying?
With the other girl? He's showing out with the one that he show out with.
He's showing out with the girl.
Because he's there.
No, but listen. This is. Now you're gonna say, like, you surprised him with the threesome because y'all. You like, you wanna do it. You bring the other girl, the shit's going down, everything's going smooth. But when it comes time for him to fuck the other, he's like on 10, like he's showing out for it. But you've seen this nigga show out for you in a long time. Why are you feeling the type of way?
I don't know. And I can tell you, you wanna go first? Or you wanna go first? I feel like you can speak. No, I'm saying for me, I feel like it's two girls, so I feel like you're not gonna show with two girls. And number two, I'm talking about really good. To me, me. So no, I'm not gonna like, oh, you fucking her more, you want her more. You got two other girls, but you need to show out. Don't be no lame lip, little nigga. You what you gotta do? You got, hey,
Julie.
Do that,
Julie.
I'm saying, yeah.
She got the red. Oh, hey, what you saying?
Yeah, I know there's something happening. I ain't kidding. If I get agree, if you showing out, nigga, you was happy as fuck. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Niggas get happy and just start fucking like red, right? Yeah. You fucking real fast, your heart beating, and this is like, oh, yeah, I think this nigga happy.
My question would be, ain't more intimate if a nigga fucking you like slower?
I'm gonna say, I'm
sorry, I'm gonna say, like, you fucking like slower?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't
you fucking like slower? I'm opening that door.
I know it's
not.